You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 133, Miracles and Divine Perfection. Today's challenge: a perfect God could create a world he didn't have to keep fixing. It would be able to run without periodic miracles. Today's defense: this misunderstands the natures of the universe, of miracles, and of God. The only reason the universe exists at a particular moment in time is that God sustains it. John Paul II said, "What comes forth from nothing would return to nothing if it were left to itself and not conserved in being by the Creator." Having created the cosmos, God continues to create it by maintaining it in existence. Conservation is continuous creation. General Audience, May 7th, 1986. See also Catechism of the Catholic Church, 301. Ongoing divine intervention is therefore a given. The question is what form the intervention takes. God could arrange the universe so that his interventions, direct or through secondary causes, always operate according to the regular patterns that humans refer to as the laws of nature, or he could arrange it so some of his interventions deviate from these regular patterns so that humans regard them with wonder. Latin, miraculum. This is what miracles are. They aren't efforts to fix a universe that has broken down like a machine. They're simply divine interventions that depart from the regular patterns we see in the world. John Paul II said, "The word miracle indicates the extraordinary aspect of these events in the eyes of those who saw them." General Audience, November 11th, 1987. How God performs his interventions is up to him. We shouldn't think of the universe as if it were a labor-saving device that God should interact with as little as possible. Humans value labor-saving devices because we have limited resources. God doesn't have limited resources, and so he has no need to save labor. For an omnipotent God, every action is equally easy. No action can deplete the infinite or unlimited power he has. It's thus a matter of God's choice if he wants to interact with the world in ways that are obvious or non-obvious. Even humans create devices that require overt interaction on our part. For example, video games. If we do this for our purposes, God can do the same for his. One of those purposes is helping us realize that God both exists and interacts with the world. Miracles make that clear.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.